it has become one of the most touching, if contested, moments of the First World War, as soldiers laid down their arms for a kickabout in no man's land between the trenches. Now the grave of a young infantryman who described taking part in the Christmas truce of 1914 has been restored to keep its memory alive. Albert Wyatt from Kenninghall near Diss served on the Western Front, and it was in the trenches at Wolverhampton in Belgium on Christmas Eve of that year. In a letter home to his parents, the then Corporal Wyatt, 27, told how the guns fell silent as opposing sides enjoyed kicking around a football during a brief ceasefire. Football in the firing line between the British and Germans is the truth, as I was one that played, he said. Hostilities soon resumed, and Wyatt, the son of a blacksmith and one of 12 siblings, went on to a distinguished career in which he was decorated for gallantry in 1916, before he was wounded and sent home the following year. He died in October 1928 at the age of 41 and was buried in Thetford Cemetery, where Chris and Rosemary Snowden, who live in the town, have now restored his grave. Our local historian, David Osborne, found his grave and detailed his letter home to his parents, showing the football game, said the retired teacher. Mrs. Snowden, aged 66. Sadly, David passed away and his wife Joy has tried to maintain his grave. Having seen the photographs and read the account, my husband and I decided to help. We have cleaned his grave and placed a vase of poppies on it and, with the council's permission, have installed a plaque on the grave. Three of Mrs. Snowden's own family, brothers Bertie, George and Joe Mutham, went to war and never returned. In 2015, Mrs. Snowden was united with the lost medals belonging to her great-uncle Bertie Mutham after they surfaced at an online auction. Corporal Wyatt's letter home was reported by the EDP at the time, which described it as the most historic day ever spent on a battlefield. He said when A Company of the 1st Norfolks arrived on the front line on December the 24th, they found everything was quiet. Then they heard the sound of hymns and shouts of "Three cheers for the English!" coming from the German lines. The Norfolks joined in the singing, which went on through the night. On Christmas morning, the Germans shouted, "Come over here, we will not fire." Both sides met in no man's land and wished each other Merry Christmas. To our surprise, we found we were fighting men old enough to be our fathers, Corporal Wyatt wrote. They told us they had had enough of the war as they were nearly all married men. We finished up in the same old way, kicking a football about between the two firing lines. Despite Corporal Wyatt's testimony, the precise details of the Christmas football activities have been fiercely contested by historians over the decades. The idea that there was a match involving opposing soldiers has become part of the enduring myth of the Christmas truce. But historians are sceptical and suggest that accounts have been exaggerated and misrepresented over the years. There are lots of eyewitness testimonials from both sides saying that such a game took place. However, experts from the Commonwealth War Graves Commission say that it is more likely that spontaneous kickabouts took place up and down the line rather than a single one-off game.